It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Prison inmates generally have no access to the internet, but they are starting blogs. BetweenTheBars.org is a new blogging platform for prisoners. Charlie Dittar is the co-founder.
People in prison send us letters. We scan those letters and then post those scans on the internet. And people on the outside can leave comments on those blog posts, and we print off those comments and send them through the mail back to the people in prison.
Why have you created this?
We started thinking about this back in 2008 when we reached this milestone in our country of 1% of the adult population in prison. And around that time, I also ran across the first prison blogs that I had seen. And it was really a fascinating back door, being able to read somebody's blog and see what life is actually like inside prison. So in the past, people who were keeping a blog within prison had to have a personal connection with people that were tech savvy that could take a letter of theirs and transcribe it and put it on the internet. We wanted to open up that experience to people who didn't have those sorts of personal connections.
How do prisoners benefit from running a blog, especially a blog that they mail entries into?
Sociologists have studied recidivism quite a lot, and there are a few things that they find that make it more likely for somebody to do better once they get out of prison. One of the big things is maintaining an identity as a citizen. Some policies in prisons work actively against this, like many prisons by policy refer to everyone in prison as an offender. But if somebody can creatively use something like a blog to build a platform that represents themselves as a person, that sort of identity can be a strong thing from which somebody can draw a sort of personal courage to do well in society. And secondly, if you're in prison, you're going to be communicating with your mother. You're going to be communicating with your very best friends. But it's the friends of friends, the more distant relations that are people that you're not going to easily be communicating with. And usually your mother can't get you a job, but it's the distant friend who is somebody who might be able to get you a job, who might be able to find you a good place to live. That's the sort of connections that we hope to be able to facilitate by having access to this sort of broadcast media.
How do the rest of us who aren't in prison benefit from this program?
There's a tendency that we have in the U.S. to sort of demonize anyone who has committed a crime, to want to ignore them, to forget them, to shut them away. Something like this makes them much more visible, makes it much more likely that you'll run across someone and realize, hey, that person in prison is actually a person. And at some point, they might be getting out. And when they get out, we want them to be in a good social standing to be able to do well in society.
Charlie Dittar is a PhD candidate at MIT and co-founder of Between the Bars. Brian Setzer from the Stray Cats and his own eponymous orchestra stopped by our studios. We're a tech show, so I talked to him about apps. His favorite is Pothole Scout. He uses it to spot and, yes, report potholes in Minneapolis, where he lives.
Up here in Minnesota, you know, it's very cold and the roads at the end of the winter are pretty shot.
Yep.
So you call up if you see a pothole, and they also warn you for potholes. And, you know, we get monsters.
Oh, yeah.
And I've gone back to the spot, you know, where you got to hit that same pothole,
yep,
kaboom,
yep.
And they've actually filled them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where does it get the information?
You know, I don't know from the
internet,
from the secret road fairy. Pothole Scout dude.
Brian's new album is Brian Setzer Goes Instrumental. You're hearing it now. Hear more from my talk with Brian, including the story behind that big cat tattoo. That's at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.